Welcome to EY India Insights podcast series, where we've been presenting to you remarkable, inspirational women. I'm Sonu Iyer, partner and executive sponsor, Diversity, Equity, Inclusiveness at EY India. It is my pleasure to bring to you a conversation with a young woman entrepreneur who stands out for a commitment to purpose and building a better working world. She's indeed a remarkable woman. She's Devidatta Dash, founder and CEO of LemmyB. LemmyB is rewriting the rules on period care and sexual wellness with a mission to create an inclusive and sustainable world. LemmyB stands out for what it's doing. Devi is very special to us at EY because she's also a member of our EY EMEA Entrepreneurial Winning Women Class 2023. So without much ado, let me get started. Welcome, Devi, to the podcast today.
Hey, Sono, thanks. Thanks for inviting me to your podcast.
I'm looking forward to the conversation today, Devi. Devi, you know, from banking, telecom, financial services to direct to consumer entrepreneurship, what's really, you know, sparked your entrepreneurial journey?
That's a fantastic question. There is no straightforward answer to this, but I was very fortunate to grow up in an environment that encouraged me to dream big and believe in my potential. I was born to this middle-class working parents who never ever created a dream gap in my head. So I never experienced a dream gap that many young girl faces these days, where they stop believing that they can achieve greatness from a young age. So my journey from banking, telecom, financial services, now D2C, it's been 8 years in D2C. It was sparked by this deep desire to create a positive impact and also be my own boss. That is the thing which everyone starts their entrepreneur journey with. And throughout my career, I've been so inspired by all of these strong women around me. Like, my mother is an entrepreneur. My aunts are entrepreneurs. There are a bunch of colleagues who've done exceptionally well. Women like you, Sonu, who are breaking barriers and holding thought leadership positions. So yeah, it's the collective strength and determination which has motivated me all this while. Basically, so many women around me, and I've been blessed to be around all these empowered women, and they have really, really motivated me to do something on my own. And it has always been a dream to start something, to start a brand or to start my own company. So it just became a natural progression.
Fantastic. Now, let me stay with the company, LemmyB. I mean, the name itself is interesting. And, you know, if you go onto the website, very colorful, very interesting. And I think the brand, the purpose, mission, and the mission I referred to, you know, creating an inclusive and sustainable world. So I think a mission that's also centered around female empowerment, menstrual health, ensuring that women through those tough times of, you know, their periods have the most comfortable experience. So again, it is unusual, but would love to hear the story behind creation of LemmyB.
In fact, very, very interesting story for the name. LemmyB. So this was during COVID 2020 when I reached out to this friend of mine, Prachi Bajaj. She's the head of department at NIFT Hyderabad. And with her support, we ran a competition for the students to find a name that breaks taboo. And the name LemmyB was born. And that is how we ran with this name. We reached out to a whole bunch of people to understand what is this feeling of saying LemmyB. And the feeling was always about breaking taboo and taking charge. And so that is how LemmyB was born. But for the creation of LemmyB, it's deeply rooted in my personal experience, because my journey with menstrual health management started in 1999. Odisha was hit by a super cyclone, and my mother was then the project lead for Red Cross. And she pushed us to become volunteer for all these MHM camps, distribution of sanitary pads and other stuff. So during that period, like, it was a forced experience, but during that period, we realized that people are so scared of even talking about periods, or even like collecting a product for which they know they need, but they are like so shy that women don't want to, you know, take these products in front of other men or other people. So basically they want to stay in this cocoon, which suggests that they've never had periods, or they don't know, they don't have to tackle with periods. So this has really sparked a lot of curiosity in me very early on to work in women's health and hygiene. Literally my mother has shaped my life by pushing me to do things which I did not want to do. So yeah, let me be, and my previous company, which was also into women's health and hygiene, started because of a strong mother.
Wow. More power to your mother. Moving on, social media. You know, your social media is a breath of fresh air, a lot of positivity, you know, messages of empowerment. And of course, you're sharing your Let Me Be experiences and stories also on your social media. Anything, you know, which stands out in your mind in, you know, all the social media outings, any interaction, any experience, any messages that you've got that you would want to share with us?
So generally when consumer connect with us on social media, it is to complain. However, like 90% of the time, but there are these gem-like conversations with a customer, like 10% of the time, which makes it 100% worthwhile. They are like praising that, oh my God, this disc changed my life. It just makes my day. It makes like the entire team's day. But one overwhelming love which we received was for our DVC called My Period Story, like the real period story. And this DVC went viral and was organically picked up by all the media houses, Economic Times, and all the channels. And where we showed red color liquid, because we've always been seeing this blue color liquid, right, symbolizing menstrual blood. So we showed red color liquid, we showed anger, pain, everything, like all the PMS associated with periods. Also, we showed like various folks, gender fluid folks, differently abled folks in that particular My Period Story of DVC, and it received mind-blowing like lots of love. It received lots of love, and it went viral, and we were not expecting, we were actually expecting a lot of trolls, but we did not receive any trolls, and it was a fantastic experience for us personally in Let Me Be's journey.
So those who dared get also the benefit of it. So I think daring to do something which could have been controversial, yet got you, you know, such wonderful, you know, applause for that. Great. Well done on that. Devi, I think something that is really the, you know, theme and the trend of the decade, which is on around sustainability. You know, every organization is talking about upping the game and commitment on sustainability. Your organization that you run is all about sustainability, your commitment to sustainability and inclusivity. You know, tell us about a time when you had to make a tough, but may not be commercially wise, but an environmentally conscious decision for Let Me Be.
We do believe in sustainability, and we do have oxo biodegradable sanitary pad. But last financial, like this financial year, the previous year, we were really focused on sanitary pads because it was the easiest product to sell. There was no need for any awareness, and our packaging was so cute and funky, and people would pick up just by looking at an organic, like the word organic. However, like this financial year, we consciously took the decision and took a hard look at our product range and decided that we will only promote cups and like the sustainable range, which we have cups and our Z-Drip Max, which is a period underwear, and Z-Disc and such products or our 100% biodegradable tampons. And we stopped selling sanitary pads. Like, we do not actively sell sanitary pads anymore. It reduced our sales drastically because it was an easy pick for sure. But yeah, I mean, this decision meant that we are sacrificing some short-term top line, but long-term sustainability, growth, and positive EBITDAs are so just happened thanks to this really, really, really tough call. So, and we also believe that this was the right thing to do, and we did not want to be associated with just sanitary pads as an option, because everyone is doing sanitary pads and everyone believes that this is the best option, which is not. So just to put a point, we decided on making this really, really tough call. So
Super.
yeah.
Thanks for sharing, Devi. Thanks very much for sharing this. Devi, you're a beacon of encouragement for young women. Any specific message or advice you would like to share with young women just starting their entrepreneurial journey?
So these days I feel increasingly empowered because of the ecosystem around me, and more than ever, everyone is aligned to cheer the success of a woman entrepreneur. It's very it's great to see that folks, everyone around us are supporting women, celebrating the efforts and achievements and all of that. But as an entrepreneur, I strongly believe, and it is something which I've been voicing out a lot more than required, that we have to lead a slightly asymmetric life where women generally do, but still we have to lead a slightly more asymmetric life, make the tough calls, do not expect instant gratification. If I am on a mission, then this has to be a 10-year, 15-year mission, and I cannot instantly get rewarded and become a billionaire in 3 years. That's not going to happen. So I've understood these points, and I think all of the young folks who are becoming entrepreneurs now, they feel that as soon as they become an entrepreneur, in 3, 4, 5 years, they will become millionaires. And that's definitely not happening, especially in this current situation, unless they're a genius. There are a whole lot of prodigies out there who can make it big. But this is a long path. It is a difficult path, and resilience is the only thing that is needed to bounce back every day in the morning with the same energy, same enthusiasm, and I don't know, it's just one crazy journey. So that's the only thing I would say to all the young entrepreneurs.
That's a great message for all the young entrepreneurial women who are setting out on their journey. In fact, young men and women who are setting out on their entrepreneurial journey, a great message from you. Anything specific on innovation or initiative that makes you particularly proud as an entrepreneur? Would you want to share that, Devi?
Yeah. One thing which we have stuck by is inclusivity. So other than the fact that we are committed to sustainability, inclusivity is the core part of our mission. We do believe that it is the flavor of the century. We have recognized that there are trans menstruators, differently abled menstruators, folks from LGBTQI plus community who are suffering in silence due to, say, lack of awareness, lack of fund, lack of support system, lack of content for them, especially curated for them. So we have acknowledged that we have curated a whole bunch of content, a whole bunch of products around these tiny problem statements, which addresses their problem, literally specific to a certain community. And we are extremely proud of what we've managed to do with our inclusivity as the flavor. And so a significant portion of this country is also unable to manage their periods in a discreet and respectable manner. We've been trying really, we've created 2 million unique content till date in different languages on various platforms to reach out to these different communities and to let them know that, hey guys, we are there for you. In case there is a problem statement which you're unable to solve, please reach out to us. You can find me on our website. So if you go to our website and chat, there'll be a Devi chat. So people reach out to us, even to me directly. So this is one thing which we are very, very, very proud of.
Devi, so much to learn from you. It's truly inspirational. It's been an absolute pleasure having this conversation with you. Wish you best of luck in your journey ahead, and I'm sure there'll be multiple milestones and multiple accolades coming your way. All the best in your journey. ahead. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Sonu. Some very interesting questions, and thanks for giving me a platform to reach out to a large audience and to EY community. I really, really appreciate this time and this interview.
Thanks, Devi. So that's a wrap on yet another episode of EY India Insights podcast special series. Until next time, this is Sonu Iyer signing off. Thank you very much.